Good afternoon, Austin music lovers. June 18th, 2017. This Sunday, not only Father's Day, but Paul McCartney's 75th birthday. I'm Jody Denberg, here with Rick McNulty. And for the rest of the afternoon, we're going wall-to-wall Paul. Rick, are you prepared? Are you ready?
I'm just getting there, Jody. I'm very excited.
Well, we've got B-sides throughout the week. You and I have been combing through our libraries, looking for various oddities. I've unearthed a handful of interviews I've done with Paul. We'll sprinkle in some conversation with him along the way. Lots of deep tracks, couple of unreleased things.
Shh.
And lots of favorites as well. Shall we?
Let's do it.
Happy 75th birthday, Paul McCartney.
Love.
Sir Paul McCartney turning 75 today, and we're celebrating throughout the afternoon on KUTX with myself, Jody Denberg, and Rick Daddy. And we started with a song from Paul's first solo album, an instrumental called Mama Miss America. Now, Rick, I am not a Beatles fanatic expert in the way that I know every fact. I'm not that nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that there was a soundtrack that Paul did, though, in the 60s for the Family Way motion picture. I think that's considered the first solo record, but...
Yeah, technically that is correct.
But
it wasn't really considered a Beatles solo album. No. I think George would get that distinction, or John. I don't know which came out first, electronic music.
Sound or Two Virgins.
Yeah.
I don't either. I think George's did, actually. But that's the first proper
right.
Beatles solo record. And the instrumental, Mama Miss America, which is a song I used as a theme song for a radio show I did for about 10 years.
Right here.
In Austin.
In Austin.
Picked it off the shelf, needed an instrumental. It stuck. Away we went.
Nice.
And away we went with the Beatles from Magical Mystery Tour. Hello, Goodbye. Seemed like a good start. Run, Devil, Run is the song and album we heard from 1998. Linda McCartney had passed away. That was Paul's first release after Linda's passing. Run, Devil, Run. For those who thought they might get an album's worth of slow, sad songs, wrong.
They were sorely mistaken.
Paul rocked it, and it's mostly covers, but I think that's one of the two original songs on Run, Devil, Run. And I went to the release party for that at the House of Blues in L.A. Paul did not play, but he was there. And we were supposed to go back and be able to say hello because we were with some muckety-mucks from Capitol. Except for Paul went in a room with Sheryl Crow and Woody Harrelson. Smoke came out from under the door. We were never invited in. It's okay. We had a good time anyway. And Helen Wheels, the name of Paul's bus, I think?
No, I think it was a Jeep.
A Jeep.
A Jeep that they had on the farm. And they called her Helen Wheels. And so he can write a song about anything. He's written songs about, he's got two different dogs in songs, right? Jet and Martha. And he's written about cars. I don't know if that's the only song about cars. It wouldn't surprise me that he's probably written an album and we just didn't know it.
Well, and of course, if you missed the pun, it's Hell on Wheels. And in America, we got that on the Band on the Run record. But really, it was a single that wasn't a part of Band on the Run.
Right.
But Capitol wanted it on there because, hey, we've already got a hit that we can put on this record. The deluxe edition of Band on the Run that came out and started Paul's deluxe edition series featured it as a bonus track on a separate disc. But it sure sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
So myself, I'm just now at this late stage discovering the Beatles in mono. I had the mono box. I never really dug into it. I always thought, oh, stereo sounds better. It's clearer. But as I listen to the mono mixes, I'm finding things I'd never heard on the stereo mixes. That's how the Beatles heard the music themselves. That's how they wanted it presented.
That's how they mixed it. They didn't care about the stereo mix. They would leave the studio and leave that to George Martin. But for the mono mixes, they were all there, and they're like, oh, we'll turn this up a little bit. Oh, that back down. And with the mono, especially, you hear more of a cohesion, and they sound more like a rock band. Like, you listen to albums like Revolver or Sgt. Pepper in mono, it's singular, and I guess that makes it mono, but it's just more in your face, we're a rock band, rather than kind of, oh, the horns are over here. Like, on this song, when you hear the stereo version, you're not quite getting the whole feel of it. They wanted this to be like a Motown song, like a Motown single. And it sounds like it in mono and stereo, not so much.
And you chose this one from Revolver?
Yes, I did.
I was alone. I took a ride. I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. Had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Hard to get you into my life. What can I do? What can I be? When I'm with you, I wanna stay there. I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? Got to get you into my life.
Yeah, plenty of Paul coming up this afternoon on KUTX as we celebrate his 75th birthday.
1, 2.
There is a fine line between recklessness and courage. It's about time you understood which road to take. It's a fine line, and your decision makes a difference. Get it wrong, you'll be making a big mistake. Come home, brother. All is forgiven. We all cried when you were driven away. Come home, brother. Everything is better. Everything is better when you come home to stay. Whatever's more important to you, you've got to choose what you want to do. Whatever's more important to me, that's the view that you gotta see.
James Paul McCartney, happy 75th birthday, KUTX. We started that set with something that my friend Rick Daddy turned me on to, a mono version of Got to Get You Into My Life. Whenever I'm hearing these mono versions now, I hear things I've never heard. On the tail end of that, Paul was scatting, saying something, and I'd never heard that.
Isn't that great? After so many years of being that familiar with a song, I mean, for the majority of your life, and then hearing something new with it, oh, I love that feeling.
Well, that must be the feeling people are getting with the new Sgt. Pepper's box, which I know you'll be surprised to know I haven't listened to yet.
Oh, Jody.
I was just waiting for the right time. I figured I waited 50 years. I could wait a couple more weeks. So, but did you bring that with you?
I did.
Okay, so we'll hear a little bit of that.
Sure.
Got to Get You Into My Life with those horns, and then a Paul McCartney song that was always horn-driven coming up, which was originally on McCartney 2. We played you a live version from iTunes Festival 2007. I thought it would be a nice idea with the horns of Got to Get You Into My Life with the horns of coming up, except for that Paul, in the last, since 2002, has never used a horn section.
Why is that? I mean, it's not like he can't afford to bring one on the road.
Bring some horns, bring some strings,
yeah.
Bring some singers. I mean, I know he likes having his rock band.
Sure.
And I respect that. And I love those guys and those players. But hearing Wicks doing the runs for the horns on the keyboards, it's not quite the same.
I know.
But be that as it may, Paul has been touring nonstop since 2002. He loves this band. That was an example of what they do, the Coming Up Live. And speaking of a song with horns, and that was a tour that did have horns, we had the Wings Over America version of Lady Madonna.
Yes.
Did you see Wings Over America?
I did. No, I saw the movie.
Oh.
No, I was not quite old enough to go to a concert yet, but that was my favorite concert for so long. It was like my favorite live album, everything about it. It was a triple album which was kind of a big deal back in the day.
A big deal, cool artwork. I did see the tour because I'm a year or two older than you. And I saw it in New York at Nassau Coliseum, but then I saw it a night or two later at Madison Square Garden, sitting in a section with Jackie Onassis.
Really?
And everyone was excited because the big song at the time was Rock Show, which he was opening up with, and it said Long Hair at the Madison Square.
Uh-huh.
So we were all waiting for him to say that so we could, and he said, Long Hair right here at the Madison, and we all went nuts. And Rick Daddy and I are going to continue to go nuts for Paul McCartney's birthday in a moment.
Coming up at our next Pews and Brews at the Cactus Cafe this Tuesday at 7, it's Jazz and the Art of Family. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Join me along with rabbi and jazz historian Neil Blumhoff and a live jazz quintet for a night of great conversation and live music as we explore the legacy and influence of the Brothers Jones. Hank, Thad, and Elvin Jones were each supreme musicians, but they were also brothers and represent an important legacy in the history of jazz. Pews and Brews is free and open to the public. We hope to see you this Tuesday at 7 at the Cactus. Find more details at cactuscafe.org.
Support comes from Willie Nelson's annual 4th of July picnic presented by Budweiser. Austin 360 Amphitheater at Circuit of the Americas featuring Willie Nelson and family, Sheryl Crow, and more. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com.
KUTX and the Cactus Cafe present our annual Summer Set, Friday, June 23rd at Hogg Auditorium, featuring four great songwriters in the round: John Fulbright, David Ramirez, and Kevin and Dustin Welch. We hope you can join us for this one-of-a-kind event. Get your tickets and more information at cactuscafe.org.
Support comes from UT's Center for Professional Ed, offering the paralegal certificate program, available online or in class and completed in less than 5 months. New class begins July 11th. More at professionaled.utexas.edu.
It's wall-to-wall Paul this afternoon on his 75th birthday on KUTX. Jody Denberg here with Rick Daddy. And you know, I mentioned the three of the four songs we just played. I didn't mention the final song was Fine Line from Paul's 2005 Chaos and Creation in the Backyard. And I would have to say it's a top five Paul McCartney solo album for me.
And I would agree about that song. I think that song is one of his finest works ever.
Just Driving, that was a great tour in 2005, too. He really went deeper. He really changed up the set list. And the album was produced by Nigel Goodrich, noted for his work with Radiohead, who really pushed Paul and encouraged him to play all the instruments on the album, which he pretty much did. We should hear some more of that a little later.
Absolutely.
Where are we going now?
Right now, we're going back to when Paul was a wee lad of 20. And to me, this was his first stab at writing a pretty song, a pop song, as opposed to like a rocker like I Saw Her Standing There. And I believe the Beatles open with this on Ed Sullivan. I just think it's quintessential Paul McCartney, and a very young one at that.
It won't be long, yeah, 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 yeah. It won't be long, yeah, 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 yeah. It won't be long, yeah.
I think we're going to do a do-over here because we're so excited by Mr. Paul McCartney. Track 3, I believe it is. So I'll just hear say like, oh yes, Ed Sullivan. There they are. Here they are, the Beatles. And they open with this song, and they make history.
Close your eyes, and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes and I'll
kiss you tomorrow. I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
It's KTX 98.9 celebrating Paul McCartney's birthday, which means we can play other people doing his songs. That is a group called Rubble Bucket, although they sound like Stereolab to me, but a terrific version of Michelle, completely reinvented. And that goes to prove my theory is that if you cover a Beatles song, its foundation is so strong, it's going to be good no matter what you do. It's hard to wreck it.
Right, because the intricate finger-picking of the original is nowhere to be found on that.
Right.
And yet the essence of the song remains.
Uh-huh. Even though it sounds very strange, but somehow it's still, it's got all the hooks, it's got the pop goodness. Those guys knew how to write a song.
And you mentioned pop goodness in the first song we heard, All My Loving. Perhaps the first song they did on Ed Sullivan, I don't remember, but one of the first.
Yeah, and it was the first example of Paul, to me, writing those pop songs he would become known for long down the line.
It's kind of interesting. You mentioned long down the line. In the bridge between him leaving the Beatles and then the early days of his solo career, he still was making those pop songs. He still does to this day.
Yeah.
And I love talking to him about that stuff.
And speaking of which, Jody, you got to tell us, you've met the man and you've interviewed him several times. Tell us, how many times have you interviewed him?
I've interviewed Paul McCartney 4 times and I've met him another 3 times.
So, oh, man.
6 or 7 encounters.
All right, so the very first time, were you shaking in your boots a little bit?
I'm always shaking in my boots with Paul McCartney. Just standing next to him, you know, it's just, there's nothing I can compare it to. It wasn't until 2002 that I got to meet him, so I kept thinking, like, my career will not be complete unless I get to meet Paul McCartney. I did do a phone interview with him in 1999, which was one of my favorites of all the interviews. And then in 2002, we did a couple of conversations that wound up on a promotional disc for the Back in the U.S. DVD and CD. And we did those conversations in Dallas and Houston. And I was just amazed that he would, you know, talk to radio and talk to the press at that time. And in fact, here's what he had to say about that.
You're so gracious to talk to us and do these interviews on the road. Do you get anything out of the exchanges with the press?
Yeah, you know, it's nice. I like talking and stuff, you know. I rabbit on at the drop of a hat. But Peter Ustinov, the British actor and comedian, once said, I like doing interviews. It allows me to know what I'm thinking. And, you know, I think there is a kind of slightly element of that. You know, it is just kind of cool. You sort of, you think of stuff when someone asks an interesting question. You go, what do I think of that? And so it's interesting.
With so much planned at the Back in the U.S. shows and so much to remember, how do you stay spontaneous and in the moment?
I can't remember a thing. I forget it all as soon as it enters in my mind. It's planned, but there's a lot to remember, you know, so it turns out quite spontaneous. I mean, last night, I mean, do you play piano or anything? Like, do you know the chords? Like, you play guitar. The chords, maybe I'm amazed. There's quite a few of them. It's not like just A, D, and E. You know, there's like B flat, F, C, G, A flat, E flat. God in heaven, it goes D. It goes all over the places. There's more than 3 chords, man. How do you expect me to remember that? So last night we were in New Orleans and I went, bang, maybe I'm a, no, I'm not. And just had to start again because I just went to the wrong chords. And that's how it keeps spontaneous. It's just difficult.
Your heart. one finally got, just after that, then we'll do both of the Do What You Want to Do, 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 Do What You Want to Do.
I feel it, I feel it, oh baby, I feel it, I feel it, I feel it, baby. Beatles from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Lovely Rita. And that is from, how many discs do you have in that box there? Six?
There are four playable and the other two are DVDs.
And that is the 2017 remixed version of Lovely Rita done by Giles Martin.
Yes, which I think is incredible. I love the mono version, but this is, it's also revealing. And there's more clarity because he went back to the actual master tapes. And it's just a wonderful remix. He did a really good job.
One thing I always liked about that song is the narrative. You know, the Kinks were doing narratives about well-respected men, and the Who were doing songs about, you know, characters. The Beatles did Paperback Writer, but mostly it was I Me Mine stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But on that song, it's a character. You can see Rita filling out a ticket in her little white book, and you can see her even more clearly with that 50th anniversary version. That was preceded by a real kind of off-the-wall, it's not rare, it's not hard to find, but most people aren't familiar with it. It's called Liverpool Sound Collage, and Free Now, the song that we heard, credited to Paul McCartney, the Beatles, and Super Furry Animals.
Yeah, and it was just revealed, because of this new Sgt. Pepper box set, that Free Now actually was from an outtake from the song Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, where Paul's just singing at the end of it, because he's Paul, you know, he can do whatever he wants. And he ended up using that bit, this was 17 years ago, and put it and looped it and made a song out of it. And he also had that little clip of George from another session on Rubber Soul. He just made a collage out of this stuff, and it was nominated for a Grammy. Come on. I mean, it's like he has the Midas touch.
And we heard a live Maybe I'm Amazed from 2002, preceded by an interview with Paul. You know, when I was asking him that question about staying spontaneous, it was sort of a nice way to say, why is the set list the same every night? Because it is. And I understand that to a degree, especially with lighting cues and you're going out there to do three dozen songs. You kind of want to know where you're at.
Right.
But I loved his answer. Do you play an instrument?
Do you have any idea how many songs I have?
And how many chords are in Maybe I'm Amazed? And that's a really great Maybe I'm Amazed. You know, the version on McCartney 1, if you will, the first McCartney solo album, was never really a single. The single came off Wings Over America in 1976 and was then a hit some 6 years after it was first released.
Right.
But that 2002 version, he's reaching for notes that
I've never heard him reach for.
No.
Not on that song. And that's got to be, like we were saying, the most difficult song to sing and play at the same time, because there are so many chords in that and the melody and just some of those notes. But the way he reached for it on that version, I was just like, whoa, Paul, look at that.
Oh. Happy birthday, Paul McCartney, 75 today. Happy Father's Day if you are a dad or if you're celebrating your dad. Rick and I are providing a soundtrack for you this afternoon. One thing I did say to Mr. McCartney when I met him one time, I just wanted to tell him what a big fan I was, and everyone wants to say that. And I was trying to think of a way to say it, and I said, I'm a B-side kind of fan. And he looked at me like, I get you. Because he liked B-sides too. The Beatles would pluck B-sides. George Harrison, Got My Mind Set on You, that was a B-side they heard growing up, you know. So I thought we should sprinkle in some B-sides along the way. And I collect Beatles photographs, and the other day I saw a picture of Paul McCartney firing a pistol. And I thought, well, that's unusual. Paul holding a gun, you know, it just didn't sit right. And a friend told me that, oh, he was using that pistol in recording this B-side. And the B-side is Oh Woman, Oh Why. It was the flip to Another Day, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now it's on the deluxe edition of Ram, but it's sort of a Down by the River, I Shot My Baby kind of song.
Right.
And so that's why he was holding a pistol. So a B-side?
A B-side.
On KUTX. Happy birthday, Paul.